Stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's IBM iSeries Nation Citizens Chat Conference Call. Today's call is being recorded. You may access the presentation today at www.ibm.com/eServer/Nation1. Click on today's conference call listed in the middle of the page, and this will take you to the chat page. The presentation is on the right side of the page. And now at this time for opening remarks, I would like to turn the call over to Ms. Katie Bonta. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you for joining our iSeries iNation security teleconference this morning. On the conference, we'll be discussing some important security topics for you, as well as an exciting new IBM eServer offering that can help your company secure, control, and manage your data as well as your servers. If you turn to page 2, we'll briefly review the agenda. I will be speaking and covering the offering details. My name is Katie Bonta, and I'm with the IBM iSeries Americas sales group. Joining us also from our worldwide iSeries Linux team is Craig Johnson. He's our worldwide iSeries Linux marketing manager. He'll be covering the marketplace drivers for the needed for security solutions, as well as other security topics. I'll be covering the IBM Security Express portfolio solution for eServer, our new offering from IBM, and some of the details of that offering. Also today joining us is one of our customers from GHY International. We're going to have Len Goldenstein speak on how they implemented Linux security applications on their iSeries, and he will be filling in for Nigel Fortledge. And then at the end, we will have a question and answer session. So at this time, I'd like to turn the agenda over to Craig Johnson.
Thanks, Katie. Good day, everyone. Thank you for joining us. We can tell by the number of people dialed in, this is a very interesting topic to us all. As we continually ask our customers what are the key issues that they're being faced with, security continues to be in the top one or two topics that they are concerned in, and that is why Katie has led an effort here to create a special offering to meet some of your security requirements. On chart number 3, provides some background here on what we see going on in the security arena. There are a lot of new rules in place or new legislative regulations or considerations in place across numerous industries, and these regulations basically are surrounded around protecting information, whether protecting your healthcare records, protecting your social security number, protecting customer records, and those protections are definitely needed. What is it opens up exposures or potential exposures from the outside that can put us all in trouble with the government, which we do not need. So when the government says you can only, I as a person have to sign where my healthcare records can be seen by, opening those up to people from the outside coming in is an exposure for a healthcare provider. That's just one example. There's also increase in the auditing, concentration on security, and the auditors are looking definitely at the outside people coming into computer systems and getting access to records that they're not supposed to. And we continue to, reap the benefit of the innovation of the virus creators. I'm personally getting more viruses today. Sent to me in my email, and it just seems like a never-ending session on viruses as well as spam attacks. So there are definitely a lot of considerations for security, and it's something that really needs to be looked at by every company, and it's really more complicated than just, putting up a simple firewall or something like that. You need to take a more holistic approach. And that's what we've seen in talking with customers and consultants, that what they've done a year, 2 years ago is not meeting today's requirements. On chart number four, a lot of small customers have a number of servers. In surveys that we've done, the average might range from 7 to 26. A lot of these servers potentially might be Intel servers with some iSeries application and database servers in the background. And these Intel servers typically have a application per server. So you various color codes here, but you might have some red servers that are trying to protect your environment with firewalls and anti-spam, anti-virus. It might be separate servers for file and print servers. There's also separate servers for mail servers and web application servers and database servers, application servers. So with this, proliferation of servers and just growing over time, the server farm expands, whether it's, monthly, quarterly, it opens up additional security exposures for each individual server you have. And, the question is, do you have an overriding security architecture? And when you add a new server, does it fit into that security architecture? Turning to chart number five, if you kind of position these servers in a more of a logical view, this is a sample of the secure customer topology, putting these servers in the right place. So starting there at the left, you would have an external firewall with intrusion detection to stop the attacks at that point. You would then have behind that firewall servers that would provide information that you want to get out to your potential suppliers or customers. Naturally, having a website out there with your product information, maybe having a database with the price files in it, or files of pictures of your products. There's definitely information we all need to get out to our potential clients and suppliers. And then we also want to, in the yellow there, the security applications it talks about, we want at this point to stop things from coming in that we do not want to come into our back-end systems. So this would maybe be where the antivirus spam filters are to prevent things from going in any further. Then typical topology might include a second firewall there to protect really the applications, the back-end systems. And this is, for a lot of our customers, this is where the iSeries server might be implemented. For that, line of business application, database application, and mail application in the background. So this is an example of a secure topology, kind of putting functional pieces where they belong in that topology. Chart number six, in talking with consultants, and Katie has a number of business partners that have talked with customers as well, that some customers have implemented some security applications or some security safeguards, but they have not implemented a full complement, or they've implemented a full complement in a partial way. And this is just an example of, with the red circles here on chart number six, of things that might be an exposure. From the standpoint of you have business critical data on the wrong server that is exposed to the outside environment. There is no spam filter to protect the users from receiving a whole bunch of emails. I talked with the CIO at Haverty's Furniture, and this gentleman said that 40% of their daily emails are spam. So we definitely need some type of environment to stop every user from having to receive that onslaught of emails, as well as viruses. And we really need a scanner on the server, for example, to protect those email environments and protect the IT infrastructure from the viruses that continue to impact us all. So while this chart just shows some common security oversights. It really gets back to the point of a security architecture needs to be put in place to protect all of your servers, no matter how many you are have, whether you have two or three or 7, 20, whatever. And the security architecture should look at the various security components and not just protect, you know, don't put it in to protect one or two servers, but put it in the right perspective to protect all of your servers. On chart number 7 is an example of what the iSeries can offer, and what we're here to talk about is the Security Express solution. And what we've seen here on this chart number 7 is categorizing and putting things, the blue servers, you know, that's the back end applications and database. The green servers there are the ones that contain the information that you want to get to the outside world, your applications, your inventory, pictures of your inventory, prices of your inventory, that kind of thing. And then putting the centralizing and consolidating your security applications to basically have everything come through the security offering or the security applications from the outside, coming through firewalls, coming through the anti-spam, antivirus, coming through the intrusion detection. So things flow in and out from your servers through this consolidated approach. On chart number 8 is an overview of this solution we're going to discuss today. I'll provide a very high-level overview, and Katie will provide more details. But what we're specifically talking about, what specifically the team has done, they've gone out to the talked with customers, talked with security consultants, and then basically leveraging the capabilities that an iSeries server can perform. An iSeries server can support multiple environments, multiple operating environments, and so what this solution does is leverage the best of the applications and the security solutions in the marketplace. So specifically, it's an 810 server with it's running three environments or three partitions. And as you can see here, the layout of OS 400 providing virtual private networking, a Linux partition with anti-spam, antivirus software, and then a second Linux partition with a firewall. So this is a solution that has been put in place, and like I said, Katie will take us through more of those details. On chart number 9, it talks specifically about the iSeries, and it's really we're leveraging the technology, as I said, to provide this security solution. We're leveraging the fact that we can support multiple operating environments, multiple workloads on the same server, and then we're leveraging our partitioning and our virtualization technology to make this easy to set up, easy to manage, and plus handle the dynamic capabilities to support the potential security threats. With the iSeries, the storage can be managed in the i5OS partition, so we can centralize that storage management so we do not need individual disk drives or individual storage management for each Linux partition. That can be centralized in the i5OS environment. We can have virtual Ethernet capabilities to talk between these applications inside the machine, so we do not have to go out on networks within your organization. That is in itself another security advantage. And we have the dynamic partitioning capability, so if you happen to be attacked by a bunch of spam email, the processor resources for that partition can be increased to handle that attack, and when the attack is over, the processing resources can be redistributed. So we are leveraging the technology that we're providing to basically deliver the best solutions for this security environment. Chart number 10 talks about some of the reasons or the benefits that can be provided with this solution. Just wanted to address a couple of these. It really is about taking a step back and looking at your security architecture and trying to simplify your security architecture while at the same time making it cover as many of the servers or all of the servers in your environment that it can. Leveraging things like the virtual LAN and the dynamic resource movement that I just talked about, as well as we have the ability to basically define these environments and then implement them very quickly at a given location. And this is this point number 8 here, this object-based server. And Katie will talk about, we've worked with business partners, and they have the expertise in this environment, and they can set this environment up at their location, so when they're out at your location, things can be done very, very quickly. We have had customers implement this type of solution before, and as Katie said, GHY International is on the phone with us today, and they will talk about their experience. But on chart number 11 is just a study that IDC did last year that looked at 6 customers that had implemented Intel environments and then looked at comparing what they'd done to a new environment with consolidating those Intel servers with an iSeries. And as you can see here, the cost savings were quite dramatic. Not only the cost savings of delivering a return on investment of over 200% and a payback of less than 9 months, but also reduction in the downtime that they're experiencing with their standalone Intel servers, as well as an increase in IT productivity by allowing the IT staff to stop worrying about things like storage management and look at delivering more solutions to their organization, like the security solutions we're talking about today. So with that, I wanted to turn it over to Katie to further discuss the security offering.
Thank you, Craig. If you turn to chart number 12, this shows you what this IBM Security Express portfolio solution for eServer, what this offering actually consists of. This solution is designed as a predefined security standalone server that can help provide your company with the security protection for viruses, spam, email, intrusion detection, and it also has internal and external firewall capabilities in it. And this can help secure your IT environment for the internet, for a private network using VPN, as well as the web, email, and other business and application servers. If you take a look over on the left, this solution has been designed and implemented on an IBM iSeries 810 server. We've implemented this solution using mostly open-source Linux security applications, and it also uses the IBM iSeries operating system OS 400. The system is set up as a three-partition system running all of the security applications that your company will need. Two of the partitions, as you see in the diagram, are Linux partitions. The system comes pre-partitioned when it ships from our plant in Rochester. The partitions are already set up at the maximum size to support the applications, and the system also comes preloaded with the operating system OS 400. The names of the open-source Linux solutions are listed there on the left that provide the different functions. So we've implemented this as a single security server solution for your company. It also is implemented using the SUSE or Red Hat Linux distributions for iSeries and the open-source Linux applications that you see listed. There are implementation services that are required, and we'll talk about those in a little more detail. You can get those from your IBM authorized business partner or directly from IBM Global Services. And this entire offering solution is available with the IBM global financing, low-rate financing rates. if you look at the solution, what we're offering is a low-cost, easy-to-implement security solution for your company. It has rich security functions. It utilizes the capabilities of the iSeries dynamic resource movement between partitions that Craig mentioned before, as well as the iSeries virtual I/O capabilities. We've also implemented this solution with mirrored disk protection for increased protection for your data. This offering is available currently in the U.S. and Canada and will be soon in Latin America. Let's move on now to the next chart, Chart 13. On Chart 13, we'll take a look at some of the components and their costs. What I've listed here is the list U.S. prices for the IBM iSeries 810 hardware, the IBM software, which consists of the operating system OS 400, and then there's something called the eServer Security Offering RPQ, and it's number 847193, which is what needs to be ordered with the system as well, that gives your system the pre-partition capability as well as having OS 400 preloaded. Since this solution also requires Linux as well, you can order the IBM SUSE or Red Hat Linux directly from IBM, or you can order it from your Linux distributor. The system, let's take a look at the hardware. The system, as I mentioned, comes with mirrored protection for the disk. You get 70 gigabytes of mirrored disk, and the hardware comes with 1 year of warranty. On the software, the IBM software side, you get the OS 400 V5R2 operating system, and this price comes included with 1 year of software maintenance and 1 year of support line. This whole solution can be acquired through your IBM business partner in the mid-$20,000 range using the rebate promotion that's available until January 12th of 2005. If you go on to Chart 14, Chart 14 shows you the security offering services that you'll need when you acquire your solution. And as I said before, an IBM authorized business partner or global services, IBM, can provide these services for you. We have a list of some of the things the services provide, such as installing the Linux distribution from SUSE or Red Hat into the partitions, installing the open source Linux applications and configuring those. And those applications are listed here and their functions. And then configuring the virtual private network functions that are included in OS 400 and the network parameters to get your whole solution up and running. We've spent time this summer creating education and tools for our business partners that they would use in speeding the implementation and installation of your security solution at your company. We estimate that the services will take 1.5 to 2.5 days by our business partners or IBM Global Services, but could vary from company to company in engagement. Okay, if you go on to the next chart, talks about the rebate promotion that we have until January 12th in North America for this offering. It's called the IBM Security Offering for eServer Rebate Promotion. We announced it on August 24th of this year, and I have the announcement letter listed, so you can look that up. It's 304-146. This rebate offers an end-user customer $3,500 U.S. or $4,600 Canadian when they acquire this IBM Security Express portfolio solution for eServer. The end-user rebate is based on the purchase of the iSeries Model 810 minimum configuration that's listed in the announcement letter, as well as the accompanying RPQ 847193, and again, that sets up your partitions to support the solutions for Linux and preloads the operating system. And then the security implementation services from either your IBM authorized business partner or IBM Global Services. And there's a rebate form that's included in the announcement letter that you can fill in and return to IBM to get your rebate. Currently, the promotion is available in the U.S. and Canada and should be coming out soon in Latin America. If you go on to the next chart, why would you want to use this offering? This offering is really designed and intended for our small and medium business customers who have 100 or more employees but probably don't have a large IT staff, and you might have limited networking and limited security skills. We put together this standalone security server solution so you can easily administer your security functions in a rapid implementation of this solution, and it's implemented on the highly reliable and easy-to-manage iSeries server. You might want to use this offering because you have currently have frustrations with the reliability or the manageability of the current security servers that you might be using for some security functions currently. This solution will also help you address your data integrity issues for those viruses or spam that you're being hit with, and the costs are associated with having to deal with those things. Craig covered some of the legal exposures and some of the legislation that's out there currently that you might be exposed to without having a secure environment. And also implementing the solution on the iSeries e-server, iSeries, reduces the possibility for intrusion, as you only have one server for all of these security functions instead of multiple servers. You can consolidate existing security applications using these security applications in Linux partitions on the eServer iSeries and simplify the administration of this in your company. And this is a total solution approach versus buying piecemeal fashion the security functions that you might need. If you move on to the next chart, chart number 17 on the value proposition of our offering, we're offering a Linux-based solution to virus spam and data integrity that's highly secure and easily implemented. It's attractively priced, and you can utilize the IBM Global Financing, low-rate financing rates as well. You have one single easy-to-maintain iSeries server versus a server farm. You have the OS 400 world-class operating system and the virtual private network and functions for encryption that are included in the operating system. And you can utilize the virtual LAN capabilities and also reduce opportunities for network intrusion. If you're interested in this offering, you can contact your IBM sales representative or your IBM business partner to find out more about it. You can also go to the IBM www.ibm.com website, and you should be able to find more information on there as well. I've listed my name and my email address. I'm the iSeries America sales offering owner for this offering, and I've listed our IBM iSeries Worldwide Linux product manager as a contact as well, Louise Heeman-Wilson, as contact for the creation of the offering. And now I'd like to introduce to you Lynn Goldenstein, who's with GHY International in Winnipeg, Canada. GHY International is a customs, brokerage, and consulting company that assists their clients with the importing and exporting of goods in Canada and the U.S. Lynn is the network lead at the company, and he's been very involved in their security project on the iSeries. He's going to tell you more about how GHY consolidated their security solutions on an eServer iSeries and the benefits that they realized.
Hi, thank you very much, Katie. Good morning, everyone. My name is Len Goldstein. I'm Network Administrator with GHY, and I'll be talking today about Linux on iSeries and the great benefits we've had by going that path. Just to give everyone a little background, previous to going Linux on iSeries, we were spending about 95% of our time just administering and managing our server farm. Now, as an IT team of only three, that's a considerable amount of time. Early in 2003, we made the move to Linux on iSeries, and since then, our team of three is now spending about 5% of our time managing our server farm. Why is that? Because our server farm has gone so much smaller that we've been able to, our option was to have 9 Intel-based PC servers, but we moved to the Linux on iSeries solution, and it's been a dream come true just by saving so much time on management. Now, as for security, the iSeries has been great for security. Definitely hot on everyone's mind is virus infections, is spam, and not only keeping the bad stuff out, but keeping the good stuff in. And that's where we've had much success using the virtual Ethernet and the LPAR functionality to filter and block what we want on the outside staying out and what we want on the inside staying in. As you can see in this chart on slide 19, we have several Linux partitions along with the OS 400 partitions, each doing certain functions that help our business and achieve our goals. Now, without having this all run under iSeries, this would all be a separate server, and you can see why very quickly we would be spending so much time on managing the server farm. Also listed our various software programs we use, such as Samba, Apache, SendMail, NetFilter, and Spam Assassin. Now, definitely hot on everyone's mind is the subject of spam. As Craig had said earlier, they had one customer that would average about 40% spam. Well, we average about 68.5% spam. That was our stats for September of 2004. Month to month, we average roughly about 300,000 emails a month. And for September, we had almost 200,000 emails just spam alone. So pretty much two-thirds of our total email traffic is just junk mail. And the spammers always tell you, oh, junk mail is easy, just hit delete and that's the end of that. Well, we have in total about a little over 100 people in our company. And to manage 200,000 emails to a little over 100 people, and if they look in, take about 3 to 5 seconds to look at that email and delete it. We can quantify that on an annual basis at about $33,000 a year of people just spending time deleting junk mail. And I can guarantee you no one wants to be paying for that. And aside from the time and the money of dealing with spam, there's also the, we're responsible for keeping the office a professional place of business. We can't have junk mail that's very questionable going around to people's computers, and certainly that puts us in a bad position as IT professionals that there's such questionable content flowing around. So definitely got to eliminate that. And through iSeries, Linux, and Spam Assassin, we've been able to filter out about 98% of that junk email. On the desktop, spam has been virtually eliminated, and it makes everyone very happy, especially us. Now, aside from spam, the other bad guy floating around there is viruses. Last month alone, we blocked out close to 3,000 virus emails. Since using the virus scanning under Linux on iSeries, we've had zero virus infections. As you read about all the new viruses coming out week to week, we sit back, relax, and I won't say we take a passive approach, but we definitely keep our eye on everything, make sure all our virus signatures are up to date, and we have yet to see a major virus infection. And this is a very good point for the dynamic LPAR resource allocation. As the viruses do pick up and as the email traffic does increase, it's easy to add extra CPU to the LPAR and just make it run smooth, make it run fast, and no one even notices the extra traffic. With PC-based systems, increasing the CPU, not an easy task to do. With iSeries, zero downtime, couple clicks of the mouse, and your system's just humming away, blocking those viruses. As far as consolidation, again, if we were spending all our time on servers, I should also mention that the IDC study that was mentioned earlier, we participated in that, and we've been able to provide a 9-month return on investment by doing consolidation. Without the consolidation, everything would be piecemeal, and it would be a matter of making the puzzle fit together. And as you make the puzzle fit together, you spend a lot of time on management, and not a lot of time doing other things. By doing the consolidation, it's simpler to management, there's less requirements on IT, to manage everything. And since we're spending less time managed, we can provide new services. We haven't had the need to add extra IT staff. And having Linux on iSeries makes it easy to add new services just by adding another LPAR rather than adding some more physical hardware. Aside from cost savings with spam, we've been able to have reports on things like web usage. Just by cutting out unnecessary services like net radio, we've been able to reduce our bandwidth by about 30%. That's a significant savings on bandwidth alone. Not only with bandwidth, but moving our VPN solution to Linux, we've been able to eliminate the cost of leased lines and provide a higher quality service for a lot less of a cost. We're actually saving about $60,000 a year just by having VPN on Linux. And again, this all goes back to the return on investment on consolidation. Just lots of savings, the ability to manage the security very effectively, and we're also gaining a lot of versatility by doing Linux on iSeries. We've been able to put together a lot of internal applications, and it's as easy as just making a new LPAR on the iSeries. No more hardware to add. And even from Linux, you can access OS 400 data. We have some very intense database applications, and they run great using the best of both worlds, Linux on iSeries. I mean, how can anyone go wrong on that? I guess thanks for letting me speak, and certainly I'm open to any questions. And I'll turn back to you, Katie. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Len. I appreciate that. Now we're going to turn the call back to the operator, and they're going to ask you a question.
Thank you. And before taking your questions today, we'd like to conduct a brief electronic survey. To participate in today's survey, please press the star key followed by the number on your telephone that corresponds to your choice. So let's begin. On a scale of 1 to 4, how valuable did you find today's teleconference? For very valuable, press star 1. For valuable, press star 2. For somewhat valuable, press star 3. Or for of no value, press star 4. Thank you. That does conclude today's survey. Thank you all for your participation. And now we'd like to move on to taking your questions. At this time, if you do have a question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Once again, just press star 1 if you do have any questions at this time. We'll take our first question from Ryan Horak.
Yeah, I was just wondering what kernel that iSeries is shipping with. What kernel version?
Yep. Fant, are you on?
Yes, I am. And I believe this one's built around Red Hat 3 and SLUS 8, which are both 2.4. I believe they're 19 or 22 kernels right now.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
And we'll go next to Mike Walsh with RLI Insurance.
Hi, yeah, I've not been able to download the presentation, the PDF, off your website. I keep getting errors. Can I get someone maybe to email it to me? Or?
Yeah, I'll be happy to do that. What's your email ID? Can you give that to the operator?
Sure. It's Mike _ Walsh.
Okay.
At RLICORP.com.
And that's WALSH?
That's correct.
Okay.
Thanks.
And as a reminder today, if you do have a question, please press star 1 now. And Ms. Bonta, it appears we have no – actually, I'm sorry, we do have a question from Tiffany Faust.
My question is for Lynn Goldstein, and I was wondering if you had any Linux professionals on staff before you implemented this solution, or did you send everyone for training?
Well, I guess to answer your question, I was the main Linux professional on staff. We've actually been running Linux for a bit shy of 8 years in total. And early last year is when we made the move to Linux on iSeries to consolidate and achieve the cost savings and also the savings in management. And we worked with IBM Global Services and their Linux professionals. Hey, Fant, how you doing? And they've been great to work with. And as we've gone through it, I've been teaching the other IT people here more about Linux. And we've been doing really well.
Could I ask another question towards Katie then?
Yes. Hi, Tiffany.
What do you do for customers who currently have Windows professionals on staff but don't have a Linux professional?
Well, we have a group of authorized business partners. In fact, to sell the solution to a customer, a business partner has to be authorized. They have to have the iSeries and Linux skills as well as some education that we've put together from them, and they have to pass a certification test. These business partners can help a customer to install and implement the solution and configure it, so there shouldn't be the level of Linux skills needed on the customer's part.
Would
in order to implement
IBM
the
then
solution.
Provide, I suppose, software maintenance and support through that one-year contract?
The software maintenance and support is for the iSeries operating system. And then you can contract with IBM or, I think in the case of Red Hat, for some additional Linux support from them. SUSE support would come directly through IBM if you want some additional support for that, as well as support from your business partners for the implementation as well.
Okay.
This is Craig. Rochester has classes on basically how to implement Linux on an iSeries, you know, how to create partitions and use virtual I.O. and things like that. But, you know, obviously if you're going to install Linux for the first time in your environment, we would recommend that, you know, the Windows people or whoever take some, you know, generic Linux classes. One of the benefits of Linux is it really is generic, as Len would attest to, that if you go to a Linux server class in your local community, and they teach you how to do it on Intel. That Linux is Linux, and you know, the same file structure, same commands, same user interface, same management tools. Those are used wherever you run Linux from.
If I could just jump back in for a second. I just want to say that you're absolutely right, Craig. Linux is Linux for the most part. Definitely if you're familiar with Red Hat or even the Red Hat Fedora product on Intel, it's going to be pretty much 99.9% the same on the iSeries. The iSeries, however, gives you extra functionality that you won't get under the Intel platform, such as the virtualization. And what makes Linux on iSeries special is it is not difficult to learn at all. The differences are negligible, and it's easy to pick up, and once you learn it, you'll be really happy you did.
Yeah, those differences, like the partitioning and virtualization, is what the business partners can, show you how to do at your location, or if you want, that's what we talk about in the classes that we do offer.
Right. This is Pat. If I could add one more thing, Commons coming up in a couple of weeks. That's a good place to get some Linux training, as well as general iSeries training, and also the tech conference in I think it's November the 7th. We're going to have a one-day class before that, the iSeries Technical Conference, and then it's a one-day Linux class followed by a number of sessions during the conference as well. So that's another couple of places. If you can't make it to Rochester, you might be able to make it out to Vegas for the Tech Conference or Toronto for a Common.
And we now have a follow-up question from Ryan Horak.
I just had another question about throughput that goes through that box. How much can it actually handle as far as, well, it's trying to monitor the intrusions? Because I've heard that some can only handle usually around 10 megabits. I don't know if this is or how much it can actually handle.
This is Katie. We've done testing on the solutions, on each one of the solutions running on this box in Rochester, and it can handle comfortably up to a couple of hundred solid email users.
Okay.
And Ms. Bonta, there are no further questions at this time.
Okay. Well, thank you. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for participating in the call today. I think you've seen why all these different aspects of security are so important, and it's important to have a complete security solution implemented. I hope you guys are excited about the offering that we just presented to you, and you will get more information about it and discuss that with your IBM rep or your business partner. Thank you so much for joining the call today.
Thank you. That does conclude today's conference. Thank you all for your participation.